Mohamed Morsi wasn't the first choice for president of the Islamist group Muslim Brotherhood. But with its lead candidate disqualified, Morsi has grasped his role as accidental frontrunner with gusto. Whether working a crowd or a room full of politicians, the head of the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party plays to his audience with seasoned awareness. To the students at Zagazig University, Morsi encourages questioning and activism.
I want them to go on. Even after the election of the new president, even if it's me, I want this revolution to continue.
To supporters in his home village, Edwa, the U.S. educated engineer stresses his humble country roots.
We were not born with a gold spoon in our mouths. My father toiled and sweated. He used to take me to school on the back of a donkey.
And wherever he speaks, Morsi makes clear Egypt will be transformed politically, economically, and socially through the principles of Islam. It's balm for many of the faithful who relied on the once-banned brotherhood during the hardships of the old government. Supporter Hanan Zakaria.
Mohamed Morsi deserves the presidency. Today we live in Egypt. In the name of Dr. Mohamed Morsi, we live in Egypt. In the past we weren't. We were living in exile.
This vision of a new Egypt is deeply religious and often deeply suspicious of all things foreign. A point Morsi jokingly acknowledges at his home in Edwa.
We are inside the countryside in Egypt. This is the origin of the Egyptians. Yeah, in Delta Nile. Yeah, so it's better to talk Arabic.
But Egypt is a good
if they hear me, they may get angry. You understand the situation, of course.
The rise of a nativist Islamist influence has alarmed some Egyptians, including the nation's minority Coptic Christians. Morsi's wife, Nagla Ali, insists the two groups can live in harmony.
There are no problems between Muslims and Christians, especially with true Muslims, those enlightened by the true principles of Islam.
But religious problems may pale next to practical concerns. Morsi's message and credentials are strong. The former opposition legislator was arrested during last year's uprising. But he carries the burden of the Brotherhood's promise to limit its role in politics. Voter Syed Hosni.
I blame them because at the beginning they said they wouldn't nominate a presidential candidate. Now they've gone back on that. I call on them to keep their word.
Morsi's party already dominates parliament, and that too has put off some, who argue it's done little to improve the lives of average Egyptians. Voter Magdi.
We're at a standstill. You see us? We're standing wearing galabias. We commute in microbuses. And you want us to elect Morsi and those like him?
The era of accountability has begun for Egypt's best organized movement. It's now up to Morsi to bridge the past and the future in what's likely to be Egypt's first truly contested presidential election. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Zagazig, Egypt.